Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
You ready?
Yeah!
Well, let's go.
Okay, go, go, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out.
Size.
Yeah, well, I'm just glad to be here. It was touch and go for a minute. I've been rushing back from the Peak District. Had Andy show on for some of the drive, but that wasn't helping my temperament.
Speeding you up.
Yes. Perhaps making me drive a little bit frantically. But thanks to Andy for the last 2 hours of Weekend Breaks and Angry Kittens. We're the Night Train. Here's till 11 o'clock.
every Sunday.
Yep, one of us usually. we don't, you know, it's not one to pat ourselves on the back. We've done quite well this summer. Usually
we have.
Usually we take about 8 weeks off.
Usually there's a lot of solo shows where you go, ah, shall I do a solo show? Yes. Shall I not? You've done pretty well. You've done better than me. I think I've only done one, or have I done two? No, yeah, I've done one.
Answers on a postcard. but
not
yes,
interesting.
You know. But we're here till 11 o'clock. It's a bit of a change of pace from last week's franticness.
Yes. Shout out to anyone who stuck through us playing the music of our carnival special. There was very little mic work, mainly because I don't know if we brought that many instrumentals. We just sort of went relentless on the tunes.
Yes. And then all week I've been thinking of stuff I should have played.
Yeah. As soon as you mentioned that to me, it just set me off.
Yeah.
Like, oh, why did he say that?
So tune in next year for when we do part two.
Yeah, there's no excuse.
No, potentially with a bit.
Those sets to perfection.
Yes. Right, what do we have on that first one?
That was from the brand new EP Merida, the title track from it by Prince of Queens. So I think 2 weeks ago, I played a cut from this. I can't remember what it was called now, but I said it's a nice six-track EP.
Oh, yes, I do remember that.
So, yeah, it's like a New York-raised producer doing, like, kind of trans-Caribbean stuff with synthesis in there as well. And that's got a kind of weird, like, Vangelis-style Blade Runner-y synth line, which is kind of weird with the sort of dance floor tropical vibe. But it works quite nicely. Like I said, there's a variety of styles on there, so I'll be slowly getting my money's worth of that EP. Dropping tracks throughout.
Perfect. That means I don't need to buy it. I can just have it drip fed to me like the listeners do.
Yeah.
If you're out there, let us know. It's always good to know we're not just broadcasting into the abyss.
Oh.
But we're not against it if we have to, right?
It wouldn't make any difference.
We've done it before, we'll do it again. This first set is kind of tropical, mainly Brazilian, but some from the Caribbean as well.
Awesome.
Cool. Right, well, back in a bit, folks. C'est vous qui promettez moi, moi pas qu'à oublier. Moi j'avais dit que la tico ou ma moi là. Doudou qui tend, qui tend doudou. Et oui doudou, on s'est dit que pour moi écouter, pour moi canter. On s'est dit que on t'y courant. Et oui doudou, mais qui tend doudou. Qui tend, et oui doudou. Pas oublier mes doudou, c'est vous qui. Promettez-moi yon kou environ la mwen la ka attendre ça. C'est vous qui promettez-moi, moi pas qu'à oublier. Moi j'avais dit kou la ti kou en moi mwen la. Doudou qui t'en passe, qui t'en doudou, qui t'en qui t'en passe. Et oui doudou, en ti courant, en celtisé, langue comme ça, en ça comme ça. Et oui doudou.
Bananeira, sei não, a maneira de ver. Bananeira, não sei. bananeira, sei lá, a bananeira, sei não, isso é lá com você. Será no fundo do quintal, quintal do seu olhar, olhar do coração. Bananeira, não sei, bananeira, sei lá, a bananeira, sei não, a maneira de ver. Bananeira, não sei, bananeira, sei lá, a bananeira, sei não, isso é lá com você. Bananeira, sei lá, a bananeira, sei não, a maneira de ver. Bananeira, não sei, bananeira, sei lá, a bananeira, sei não, isso é lá com você. Bananeira, não sei, bananeira, sei lá, a bananeira, sei não, a maneira de ver. Bananeira, não sei, bananeira, sei lá, a bananeira, sei não, isso é lá com você. Bananeira, não sei, bananeira, sei lá, a bananeira, sei não, a maneira de ver. Bananeira, não sei, bananeira, sei lá, a bananeira, sei não, isso é lá com você. Será no fundo do quintal, quintal do seu olhar, olhar do coração. Bananeira, não sei, bananeira, sei lá, a bananeira, sei não, a maneira de ver. Bananeira, não sei, bananeira, sei lá, a bananeira, sei não, isso é lá com você.
Modesta e fecunda, amor de um doce paraíso, reino prepotencial racional, aonde brilha sempre o bem e não o mal. Está acontecendo. Fazer racional. uma natureza onde não existe regulagem, não pode existir o bem. O bem só pode ser encontrado na imunização racional. O caminho do bem.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Yeah, welcome back, folks. This feels like an hour two bed.
Well, yes, the show is all over the place.
In the worst way possible.
No, well, yeah, it depends what your taste is.
No, we start strong.
Yes, and then it goes very horizontal very quickly. Yes, so this is the Night Train on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. That was a bit of a Brazilian mix with one not from Brazil to start us off with. All mine, so let's hope my notes hold up. Feel free to chime in with any sort of...
No, I got a couple.
Your feedback, comments, suggestions, anything you like. We started off with a cut from Djembele, Afro and Latin Sounds from the French Caribbean, 1963 to 74, released in 2009. I think that's Analog Africa. I've deleted the bit that's important. But that was Abel Zenon with Pas au Sula. He's a saxophonist and songwriter born in 1920 in Guadeloupe. Is it Guadeloupe or Guadeloupe? I think it's Guadeloupe. There's no apostrophe on the end, or not accent.
Where's the emphasis?
Exactly. But then after that, we went across the water to Brazil with Emilio Santiago with Bananeira? Bananeira.
Bananeira, yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of too many ends in there. He was born in Rio 1946, and that's from his debut album from 75. Playing that got me thinking of Brazil, because I've been watching Race Across the World.
Oh, yeah.
It's the celebrity edition this year.
Oh, I've not seen that one yet.
Yeah, you've not seen any of it?
No, this is a celebrity one.
Yeah. No. I didn't watch the last one, but this year it was somewhat intriguing. Scott Mills is there with his husband, Kelly Brook, and her ex-competitive judo husband, fighting husband.
Wow.
Fella Cola, who's from Ted Lasso, and Jeff Brazier, and his youngest son, which is weird. They were in this episode. They were just walking around Copacabana, selling mate and lemonade. Yeah. It's pretty good though. His son was just going, mate, lemonade, mate. Thinking, oh, no, he said it's mate, but it's definitely an enjoyable show. If you've not caught it, I recommend it. There's no. Many Brazilian tunes on it, not like the set, which kept on going with Tim Maia with No Camino do Bem. No Camino do Bem
from City of God soundtrack.
Ah, I thought it was. I haven't watched that in ages.
Yeah, that was always the one he used to play off this CD, I remember, back in the day.
Yeah, so that's off one of his 10 albums. It's called Tim Maia. I think we counted it up on a previous show, didn't
we? That's hilarious. Yeah, it's well worth looking through. Just to be awkward. We should send that out to Chris Welsh. Sounds Like This, because he was back on this week. And also, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about him off air, out of the studio.
Right.
Is this breaching broadcasting regulations that I saw him in the swimming pool?
Be a bit I'm like, oh, that's odd. Not expecting you to see you in the swimming pool.
Yeah. So that was always a nice encounter. Stand next to each other in the shower. Sure. So yeah, I'll send that out to him. He had a good show on today. He's returned with everything from, well, let me think, George Ben, so he was playing some Brazilian stuff, through to Adam F.
I think that is all bases covered. Was there lots of talk of We Out Here? Didn't he go to that?
Yeah, he was. There was some, yeah, and also some bands and stuff from the festival.
Ah, perfect. We had one last song at the end of that. It was a reissue for Mr. Bongo. I was going to say recently, but it's actually 2015. We bought a copy recently.
Also, not that recently.
Yes, like 2 years ago. Listen, time's weird. But just for the record, we bought a copy each. We don't share records.
Yeah, that's funny, because I was watching The Simpsons today, where they all chip in to buy the first radioactive man.
Ah, yes.
And he has to share in the treehouse. That was a great episode.
Ah, it is a good episode.
Season 2, if you're looking for it.
So, yeah. The tune was Tony Tornado with me, Liberty. It's worth going back for, because that intro drum break is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, and that's why we needed two.
Yes.
One each, so we could play them out, but also if we team up, we can, like, you know, try and get busy.
Cold rock a party on the sweet doubles, because that happens often, doesn't it? Right, we'll work on that routine for a future show. How does that sound?
Yes. Now we're going to play some brand new music on XL. It's Gyrofield. Thank you.
Thank you. all I can see is just brother killing brother and a sister killing sister each and every day. I cannot understand, all my people. Come, 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 come.
listeners. This is the Night Train on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Things are all over the shop tonight.
Oh, it's going well. I'm enjoying it.
Well, that's true. I shouldn't alert people to these things where it's a bit different to normal. In my defence, it's because you sent me a long song.
I sent you some, yeah.
Quite a few long songs. I'm not complaining, though.
I'm making your life easy for you. In a way.
Yeah.
Indirectly.
Yes.
Right. We started that set out with some brand new music from an artist called Gyrofield, real name Kiana Lee, a drum and bass DJ producer out of Hong Kong, moved to Bristol when she was there, 17. Has released on Metalheads previously and a bunch of self-released stuff, but that's her debut LP for XL Recordings entitled These Heavens. That track was called Occam's Razor. The Blur name checks like drum and Bjork, drummers in DJ room,
yes,
not drums. Everyone likes drums.
Yeah.
On the sort of notes of inspirations, and then sort of says shape-shifting sonics that are as well suited for personal introspection as they are for sweaty underground dance floors. Check out the rest of that EP. It's a four tracker if you like the sound of that one,
and that's coming out now.
Out already. Yeah, I think last week.
Hot off the press, check us out. The next one was not hot off the press, but it was new to me. It was Tommy Guerrero with Reflections of Now, the Trevor Jackson version, and I had no idea this album existed. It just sort of came up. I can't remember. Anyway,
Trevor Jackson's the sort of Uncle Mo Wax spin related guy, isn't he?
Yes, I think Underdog.
Yes, that's
I think he's got a show on NTS, so check that out if you like well produced shows.
Apparently, Gyrofield also has a show on NTS.
Oh, well, there we go.
Nice link. Advertising other people's shows again. Just can't help it.
No. That album came out in 2019 on Ed Banger. It says it was a meeting of minds cooked up by the label's owner, Pedro Winter, who was sometimes known as Crazy P. I think there's a few people called Crazy P. He used to be the Daft Punk's manager in the early days. Here's another bit of useless trivia I know. Their Essential Mix was recorded in his flat in his apartment in Paris. Not that anybody cares about that. Anyway, so he wanted to bring those two people together. So it's Tommy Guerrero, the skateboarding, guitar-playing polymath, I guess. He's just like a man of many talents. So asked him to delve into his tapes, come up with some stuff, and then gave those to Trevor Jackson, who reworked on the other side. Looks to be quite hard to find. Not too expensive, but there's not many copies of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a bit of a weird sort of digidub, which I wouldn't have expected from Trevor Jackson.
No.
But I guess what that's telling me is unexpected, expected, and he covers a lot of bases. So
win-win.
Yes.
Keeping it dubby. We're at Silford Walker next with a newly released reissue. I Can't Understand. Originally cut in 76 with Clive Azul Hunt on the boards. Originally the B-side, there was it's called Bad Bad Dub or Bad Bad Bad. Had some really bad sound quality, as I've listened to a lot of YouTube rips of it. Bad pressing or something. Anyway, so I think in the new reissue on Gaffer Blue, they seem to have cleaned that up somewhat. So hopefully I'll manage to obtain the dub. Spin soon.
I was just looking at that, and it's like Silford Walker. I wonder if that's anything to do with the guy spelt with a Y. It's like, of course it is.
Yeah.
I'm just looking on Discogs.
He's
got seven different spellings of his name, including one just credited to Walker. They didn't even bother with his full name.
I'll send that one out for DJ Clink, tuned in Healy. He was enjoying the first set specifically. Hopefully you enjoyed that one too.
I do like that. People texting, I really enjoyed X set, but the first set, but I don't want anything to do with the second one. I can think of a few listeners who were like that. So after that, we had Disco Mix coming in, and it was, well, a kind of disco mix. Lloyd Robinson with Cuss Cuss, the first vocal cut on that rhythm that we heard after that, which is Harry J All-Stars with Soul Scorcher featuring Carl Bryant on some pretty intense organ. I'm going to send that one out to you because you sent it to me the other day.
I did. I said, have you heard this cut before? Horns cut. Cuss.
I was like, I hadn't.
How many pages were there on Rhythm Guide?
There were 4 pages, including Lloyd Robinson did 6 cuts of Cuss Cuss, going from 2 in 1969 to 1.
It's a mini set on its own.
1 as late as 2006. So, yeah. Coming soon to a radio near you, including one produced by Sly and Robbie. So actually quite a lot. Check that out and see if it's any good. Right, so this bed's almost over, so that means it's time for more tunes, right?
Yes, I'm going to play some more brand new music. This is pretty oddball, so stick around if you like that. If you don't, stick around anyway. There'll be something else after that.
I would imagine so.
So yeah, we're going to listen to some Family Ravine. Catchy title,
isn't it?
Thank you. Nostre, 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 Nost